Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
She unknowingly slept with her half-brother because of a doctor scam.
Hold on, let's chew on this. Uh-huh. That's a good tease right there.
You're welcome. I've learned from the best.
She unknowingly slept with her brother?
Half-brother.
Half-brother.
So they do share parental DNA.
Okay, half-brother, fully gross.
Yes. But she did it having no idea he was her half-brother. And it's all because of a fertility doctor's scam.
No.
Oh, yes.
I thought this was just like plots for Lifetime movies.
So a friend of mine, Stephanie, she's also a friend of the Burt Show and worked for CNN, may still work for CNN. I'm not even entirely sure. But she sent me this audio and this video of an interview on CNN with a Connecticut woman who took a DNA test. And her life was turned upside down because she discovered she was the product of a fertility fraud. She had at least 22 half-siblings, several who went to her same high school. And sure enough, her high school boyfriend was her half-brother.
Oh, damn.
So now, obviously, Stephanie sent this to me because I have a fertility clinic baby.
Damn.
Now, the difference here.
Can you imagine being out on a first date, just going like to somebody like, hey, tell me something nobody knows about you.
I slept with my half-brother.
Well, do you really want to know?
Now, the difference here is my husband and I, when we did our two rounds of IVF, it was my egg and it was his sperm, right? Like my husband was going into a room making his deposit, and you still have faith that this clinic is going to do the right thing. Now, when that baby was born, he was the spitting image of his dad. And they actually say biologically, like kids, when the baby is born, it's supposed to look just like the dad.
Really?
Yes, because that way the dad doesn't disown the child.
Okay.
And it's like an animalistic biological thing. The baby is supposed to come out looking just like the father. And now Jimmy looks just like me. Mm-hmm. But when he came out, I was pissed.
Okay.
I was like, I'm the one that took all these shots. And this kid is literally like mini Bart, like WTF. All right. So we had my egg and Bart's sperm. But in this instance, her mother used a donor sperm, right? So this doctor tells her, like, you know, all right, we're using donor sperm XYZ. No, no, no. This doctor at this fertility clinic was going into his office, making his own personal deposit and putting his own sperm into all these women. And that's how, like,
all right, why are we not giving this guy like credit? You want somebody that's very passionate that puts every ounce of themselves into their work.
Literally.
He's just invested.
Yeah, he was just investing.
In more ways than one.
And he's not the first one to do this.
Yeah,
like,
this
there's
is terrible,
other. It's horrendous.
It is really
so,
awful.
This is the interview from CNN.
And I mean, I'll just put it out there. I mean, I was intimate with my half brother.
But you didn't know.
We didn't know. Yeah. It's just mind blowing. Like, what? This is real life? It has me look back at my whole high school experience through a totally different lens. It tarnishes the whole thing. I mean, I've slept with my half-sibling. There were four of us that we know of in the same high school. Another half-sibling, we went to the same elementary school, and that's just in the 23 that I know. Whew. This, I think, was junior year.
Obviously, you're dating here.
Yeah.
Decades ago, Victoria's mother turned to a New Haven, Connecticut fertility specialist, Dr. Burton Caldwell. She says Dr. Caldwell told her he would use an anonymous medical student's sperm.
There's babe me.
When Victoria took a commercially available DNA test, it revealed biological siblings she never knew existed. And based on DNA, their father is Dr. Caldwell.
And I just remember sitting there just being like, what? What is happening?
Victoria's high school boyfriend, who asked his identity be concealed, was also donor conceived. His parents had also used Dr. Caldwell. The boyfriend took a DNA test.
He texted me, and it was a screenshot of the 23andMe connection, and it said, "You are my sister."
Damn. Imagine getting that text from your boyfriend.
I don't want
We're
to.
We're siblings? My children have 41 first cousins that we know of, most which are local. So how many could there be?
Dr. Caldwell did not want to talk to us.
You think?
Yeah.
That there's just no justice. There's no recourse. The reason why I'm telling this story, I mean, for me coping, I need to make meaning of this somehow. I am happy to be alive, but I don't want to be the product of a fraud.
That man needs to go to jail.
Oh my God, absolutely. Yeah. How is he not already?
I have no idea.
He's a free man.
I have no idea. Because it is. It's fraudulent what he did to all those families. Like, you sit there, and as somebody who went through the process, like, you're in such a vulnerable position because you want something so bad, and that's a child. So you put your trust in this person to make your hopes and dreams come true. And then that person takes advantage of your situation and inserts his own sperm inside of you.
You know, like, what, Kristen? That is just not cool.
You think?
I just don't think that's very cool. I don't think that was a cool thing for him to do at all.
So that's why I'm like, how is this man not behind bars?
Right.
And there's another documentary, and I haven't been able to bring myself to watch it, Father Something, and he did the exact same thing.
I thought that was the same guy. This is two different guys.
I feel like I've seen stories about this a lot, and maybe it's just because I watch a lot of like Hallmark movies, and I feel like this is a common plot line, but this isn't totally uncommon, and I don't know what the kink is behind of it. Maybe it's like a breeding kink, but it's nasty.
So any dude can go in there and make a deposit, correct?
No, not any dude. As far as like, you wouldn't go to the fertility clinic like where I went to get to have Jimmy. Like, you have sperm banks, so you go to a sperm bank and you donate there. And then if you're at a fertility clinic, again, I did not go through this process because we were just, you know, we were using my man's junk.
Right.
But you go through and you look through a binder and you choose what sperm you want, and then they handle that medically on their end.
There's got to be a reason why these guys aren't in jail.
Some kind of technicality to where it's disgusting but not illegal?
I don't know, but that's a loophole that needs to be tied up.
Immediately.
Right? As a side...
it's a different doctor on the Netflix. That's Dr. Donald Klein from Indiana.
Okay.
This doctor we were just talking about is from Connecticut.
Well, they're both bad people, so yes. Have that in common.
they do.
As a side note, or long-reaching side note... I can't hear the words DNA test without singing it in
Lizzo.
My headphones. Yeah.
I was doing the same thing. Just found out I slept with my half-brother.
So you're not 100% that bitch after all.
You're just 50% his bitch.
You're on The Burt Show.